Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 35 of the Real Estate Sales Show. As always, I am your host, I'm your friend. I'm the guy that's trying to help you break into what's truly possible for your life and your business, Danny Morrell. Couple of announcements before I introduce you to our Iron Man guest. That's going to be his nickname, the Iron Man guest. Couple of things. Number one, first and foremost, I have to say thank you. You are all helping me realize a dream, and hopefully that's because in return, I am helping you realize your dreams. And that's the way life should work, is everybody working together to help each other push and rise to the next level. So first, I want to say thank you for the accountability, because I love the feedback that we've been getting on iTunes and on YouTube, where you have been complaining about my audio quality. So as you can see, this is kind of, you know, I talked about several times in the podcast, you have to be able to make quick business decisions. You got to be able to act fast, and you've got to demand that things happen yesterday. So I don't know if you've noticed, but we have upgraded ourselves. If you're looking on video, we have this new thing that we plug into the computer, and the audio is now sounding fantastic. So thank you for the accountability. Second thing is, I want to say thank you for your listenership. Our previous highest downloads on our show was 15,000. And in the month of September, we had 17,500 downloads of our episodes, which is incredible, which is absolutely fantastic. So I wanted to say thank you for that. Third, I want to go over some of our reviews on iTunes, as we always do. I wanted to say thank you to Mr. Mitty Style. He says, I've been in the business for just under 2 years. And the show is exactly what I was looking for. The type of advice you get from someone who has done some business or is moderately successful is completely different than the advice you get from someone like Danny, who has sold as many homes as he sold. This podcast has confirmed my belief that becoming a successful business person is an all-inclusive journey, mind, body, and spirit. So thank you. So I just wanted to say thank you to you, Mitty Style, for that review. If you haven't given us a review, please go on iTunes and give us a 5-star review and actually write a review about the show. And finally, I have to say thank you because, you know, we started this podcast with an intention. We obviously have a unique gifting, a unique talent to be able to inspire and teach sales professionals how to increase their production. And I just didn't want to keep that a secret anymore. And the podcast was a venue to allow me to share this with the world. And enough of you have been reaching out to me to say, please, I want to attend your meetings. I want to see what you're doing. I just want to plug in to the energy that we finally decided to have our first event. And so if you haven't heard, go to relentlessevent.com. It's going to be a special event. We only have about 60 tickets left. So all the VIP seats are sold. Half of all the general seats are sold. We're going to have Timothy Grover there, the author of Relentless. And that is why I thought I would bring on this guest this week. Because when you want to talk about relentless, you're talking about an individual like this. And I think this is going to be a special treat for you guys, because we're going to give you a double whammy. We're going to obviously talk about business, but then we're also going to talk about the power of heart, mind, soul, and giving yourself completely to what you believe is possible for your life. Please help me welcome my good friend, Mr. Frank Ortiz, the Iron Man. Frank, say hello, please.
Hi, Danny. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Exciting. Yeah. A little excited. Nervous.
A little nervous. That's okay. Well, don't worry. It's just me and we're just talking.
That's right. That's right.
And we talk a lot anyway, so nothing to be nervous about, right? So, Frank, listen, there's 17,500 people listening to you, so don't mess it up, okay?
My goodness. You know, the last thing you said this morning is, don't faint on me. I'm like, wait a second.
Just messing with you. Just messing with you. Frank, tell them a little bit about yourself. Just give us a brief background.
Okay. I used to be a lender.
Okay.
About 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I switched over to real estate
All
sales.
right.
And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Awesome. Awesome. And obviously, you and I started working together, what is it, like a year and a half ago or something? 2 years?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
Year and a half.
Okay.
December 2014.
2014. So we're coming up on your 2 year anniversary.
Yes.
Awesome. I love it. And so, what was production like then?
Okay. Last year before Intero, I did 21 deals with a 50-50 partner.
Okay.
And last year, I closed 26.
By yourself.
Yes, there was a couple that I still closed at the old office, but maybe two, most of them by myself.
Awesome. So that's a 100% increase, basically. When you consider the fact that it was 50-50, you're talking about 11 versus 26. That was pretty fantastic.
In dollar terms, net to me after some expenses, I tripled my income.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's what we're here for. So you tripled your income. So
Yes.
let's start with some of the basics, okay? And we're going to get into the Iron Man in a second.
Okay.
But I have had some people out there ask me, and they say things like, "You know what, man? I love hearing from the superstars, but I want to hear from someone that just all of a sudden got it." And you're that guy. You're that guy. I mean,
Thank
you
you.
know, 11, it's okay, but 26 is a lot better.
Yeah.
So talk to me about that. What were some of the basic things that caused that growth in you? Let's start with mindset.
Ah,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. How did mindset change?
Mindset is huge. Yeah, the psychology of sales is very important, if not the most important thing in what we do.
Okay.
It is all mindset.
So talk to me about that. Give me an explanation, and I'm gonna let me ask it to you this way, because I want to do a great job for our listeners in understanding all of this. So are you saying that you had a different mindset when you did the 11 versus when you tripled your income?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And are you saying that that mindset caused you to be at the 11? And then a new mindset caused you to triple your income.
Yes.
Okay, that's what
Yes.
you're saying. All right.
Yeah. I mean, last year I was part of something pretty special, a very successful mastermind group, the
Yeah.
Spartans, the
Yeah.
Intero Spartans. And we would always we called you Morpheus.
Yeah.
And we would when we watched the movie, we would always think about the one quote that he says, you are a slave of chains that you cannot see or feel or touch,
Oof.
a slave in your mind. And so through some of the coaching that I have received here at Intero, and of course the books that we read and the seminars that we attend, then I started waking up. Not to say that I'm enlightened now,
Right.
I'm not, but
You can't dodge bullets and stuff yet.
not
Not
yet.
yet, okay.
But I started to think of it. We're all pretty much hypnotized into thinking about what I can or cannot do.
Okay.
Okay. So when you kind of wake up to the reality that there could be more,
Right.
then you start doing more.
Oof. Oh, Frank,
Yes.
that was
So,
powerful. Say that again.
well, when you kind of wake up to the reality that you could do more,
Right.
then you definitely start doing more.
Okay, so when you wake up to the reality that you could do more, then
Yes.
you start doing more. Now, hold on. Do you think that that always happens? Do you think that you always start to do more? Because I you know, this is what I do for a living. Every day of my life is dedicated to helping people realize that they can do more and not all do.
Right.
So what happened within you where you actually realized you could do more and then you actually started doing something about it?
Yeah. Well, I think that I think we're going to get very philosophical here.
Let's do it.
I think that sometimes people do change and it's almost by accident. It happened to me before, long story there, actually, it has to do with the Ironman, personal transformation as far as my body is concerned. But it was more of a perfect storm. So sometimes you find yourself into a situation where you have to change, or the stars align and you end up changing. But you know, you can actually decide to change on your own. Nothing major has to happen. It is just a choice.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Okay. Well, as far as my personal transformation,
I've seen pictures, guys. You gotta see this. I mean, if you see pictures of Frank, how much heavier
before.
Were you? Yeah, how much heavier?
Well. Okay, so I was, at the time, I'm 6'1". I was weighing about 235 pounds. And
I can't even imagine that.
yeah. And actually, some people who are working for Intero now were there at that office. Reynaldo Salter, Jerry Sandoval, they actually saw this.
Wow.
So, you know.
And now how much do you weigh?
I've actually gained a few pounds because of my Ironman training. Right. So I'm at 180 as of this morning.
Okay,
yes.
Good. All right, good. All right, good. So that's definitely a transformation in your body. Do you think that the transformation in your body helped you to realize that you can also cause transformation to happen in your business?
Definitely. Okay. Definitely. But what I was going to say, that transformation happened very quickly by accident. It happened because, a good friend of mine actually passed from brain cancer, and about a year prior to that, he told me he was a personal trainer. This is the healthiest guy you'll ever meet. Okay, he said, Frank, you have to change. Promise me that you're gonna change for me. He said.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't. I didn't. Because, you know, I was addicted to the unhealthy behavior. He actually passed on a Saturday. And then on a Sunday, I went for a run. And I ran one block.
That was it.
And I came back home. That was it. And then on Monday, I was back to eating the big burritos that I always ate. Uh-huh. And Tuesday, it was forgotten. But Friday, at the office, we would always go to these Chinese buffets, right? All you can eat, extra MSG on everything. Right. And Sandy, one of the agents there, hey, Frank, are we going to go to the Chinese buffet today? And I said, no, I think I'm going to change.
Wow.
And since that Friday, about 7 years ago, in 6 months, I had lost all the weight and then some, about 55, 60 pounds.
Wow.
And I never went back. It's impossible.
So let's dive in, Frank, because I believe that your outer world is a direct reflection of your inner world, you know, and I think people listen, you know, sometimes these conversations take these routes. So I'm gonna tap on the vein here. All right. And, I believe, Frank, that, you know, our outer world is a direct reflection of our inner world, of what's going on. And there was something that obviously was motivating enough, maybe that promise to a friend that caused you to say, no, I'm going to change.
Right.
And then, as a result of that promise, then you started to take action steps towards that change.
And that was changed by accident.
Okay.
It was changed because the stars aligned,
Okay.
but nobody has to die
Right.
for you to change.
Okay.
Okay, that's basically what the new message
I
is.
love it. I love it. Okay. And then you came and you started coming around us, obviously,
Right.
and you saw, I am guessing, that I can also change in my business.
Okay. And I remember that day. I mean, I don't know the date, but you actually had an agent who actually moved to Texas, Loriana.
Yes.
She was doing really good.
Yes.
And she was upfront. And I had seen her. I mean, I had seen her checking on Facebook all the time. I was like, oh God, I hope she makes it, right? Because
Yeah. She's
she's.
going for it. She's
And then
going for
all
it.
of a sudden she started producing and she started
Yeah.
making appointments and she got a bunch of listings. I'm like, what?
I
And then
remember.
Travis Arsenault, who was at the meeting, said, so explain to me, because it's hard for me to explain what is it that changed. And she said, it's a choice. And that's the day when I'm like, you know, this new choice is just like that other choice that I
That
made
I
some
needed.
time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And so let's talk about that, because when it came to losing weight, there was a simple business plan, right, attached to that choice. And step one in the business plan was to not go to Chinese buffet. And step two in the business plan is to exercise a little bit more. Maybe instead of going a block, go 2 blocks and then 4 blocks and then a mile and then, and then the other thing is maybe, don't drink as much alcohol anymore and so forth and so on, right? And these are steps. That's the same thing, people, that you do in business. It's literally the exact same formula. You decide what you want. You decide you're going to make a change. You decide that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You start envisioning a new destiny for yourself. And then this is the caveat, guys, because I've been dealing with this week. You do not quit no matter what. Period. End of story. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely. In fact, I mean, it's such a simple thing, right? Pretty much everybody knows what they need to do to get healthy. We all
We
do.
all, yeah.
Okay. There's a few fringe diets out there, I mean, but we all know fruits, vegetables, whatever. But the thing is, these hard choices in life, they're so, the answer is seemingly so simple. Okay, but it's a choice that you make every day. It's every day you have to follow up with action and follow through, and that requires discipline,
Right.
which can be developed
Yes.
and
Yes.
acquired. Yes.
So let's talk about that, because obviously there's something unique that happened for you is that you tripled your income.
Yes.
Which I think that the income is just the end result of the fact that you probably tripled your focus and dedication and habits. Is that a safe assessment?
Yes, it was. And it's a growth pattern. I mean,
Right.
this year I'm going to end up in the 20s again. Not the growth that, to be honest with you, I was expecting, but that's okay. It's my path.
Well, yeah, and you were diverted, and we'll talk about that in a second.
But definitely. To your point, to in business, just like in a body transformation, you have to have that daily discipline. You have to take action every day. And when I tripled my income, it was because I tripled not necessarily the work that I was doing. Sometimes you end up working the same, but it's just the belief that you have up here that you can do certain things.
Right.
So you go to a listing appointment, and then you can say with conviction, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, you do believe that I can sell this house, don't you?
Right.
And you say it with conviction.
And when you say it that way, they follow your lead.
That's right.
You hand the pen, they pick up pen. And by the way, so many people have such a hard time with that, by the way. So many people have such a difficult time. You know, I remember I posted something once on Instagram or Facebook or wherever it was, and somebody said that that's just not my style. And you know, and I feel like, well, what the hell is your style? What, mediocre production? This is sales, people. This is sales. We get rewarded for being leaders within the sales field. We get rewarded for guiding our clients and helping them to make proper decisions based off of our knowledge and our leadership.
Right.
And Frank, I'm assuming that you took up your leadership and everything went to the 10th degree when you tripled your income. Is that correct?
I had to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it starts with you.
That's right.
Fantastic.
That is right. Supreme confidence. You've always preached, you know, believe that you are the best
right.
salesperson. Believe that you are the most qualified. And yeah, we struggle, you know, but I'm constantly working now mm-hmm. on that belief.
I love it. So Frank, so then you decided to do something that most humans walking this earth just do not do. Listen, it's one thing to lose, you know, 50 pounds or 60 pounds or whatever it was. It's another thing to triple your income, because that, you know, okay, I can see that. But you did a freaking Ironman, a half Ironman. This is...
I did an Ironman 70.3.
An Ironman 70.3
miles.
70.3 miles. So number one, let's start with the basics. What the heck caused you to do that? What was going on there?
Look, full disclosure here, because I don't want to pretend that I'm even close to being badass. Okay, I know there's people out there that are doing amazing things, but for me, this was very special.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
So you know what? At this point, I'm already healthy. Okay, I'm already working out, and this is March 19th, 2012, and I was just about 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
And I was just, you know, looking at stuff on YouTube, and I came across this one video that caught my attention. You know, somebody was laying on the pavement, passed out, because he was in this race.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, then another athlete comes on the screen and says, "This is the Ironman." I'm like, "I want to do this." And so...
You see, I thought, I don't want to do this.
And I know the date because I actually shared it on my Facebook. It's still there. I said, "I hereby declare and solemnly swear that one day I'm going to do this."
Love it.
That's what I said.
I love it. All right. And so then... What caused you to do it this year?
Well, of course, when you're going to do something like this, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's important to have certain some guidance. And so I try to do the training on my own. There was a felony hit and run bike accident in which I was involved and kind of suffered some setbacks there. I remember just one doctor in Ontario said, "Frank, you won't be able to run again."
Oh, wow.
That's what she said. Well, she was wrong.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. She obviously was.
Yes.
That is powerful. Powerful. And so is that what, I mean, did proving her wrong was...
No, oh, motivation?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, to me, we always say, I want to do these amazing things. I work hard, you know, I want it for my family. But I really do mean it. Mm-hmm. And it actually, it helped me a lot in my training and when I was doing it. It's that this is something that I want to give to my kids. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to help them. I don't want them to be unhealthy, mm-hmm. like I was at some point.
Right.
And for mindset, I mean, this thing is huge.
Yes. So I know you were about to go there. I know that the first thing you did was you hired a coach. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, the genesis of my coach, you actually said last year, I don't know if you remember this text. I was at a Mike Ferry event. You sent me a text. You said, hey, do you have an Ironman coach? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I'm thinking about it. I went to Tony Robbins last year. Mm-hmm. He said, why are you trying to the crowd, of course, don't reinvent the wheel. Somebody who is successful at what you want to do, mm-hmm. and then copy them. Mm-hmm. That's what smart people do.
Yep.
And so I was following this guy on Facebook. He had just broken the world record for most consecutive Ironman. Well, he had one before 30 in a year, but then this guy did actually 50 in 50 days in 50 states. I'm like, is that even human? I mean, what?
So you're saying that this guy did 50 Ironmans in 50 days?
Yes, one a day in all 50 states.
And what did you do?
And so I was following him, and I just sent him a private message on Facebook, and I said, well, would you coach me? Mm. He responded, I'm starting a coaching company. Awesome. And yes, I will.
Awesome.
So he ended up setting it up, you know.
By the way, he obviously attracted you as a client. You see how that happened?
Yeah, there is no coincidence.
There's no coincidences, right. Okay. I want you guys to get that, by the way. So go ahead.
So yeah, he started the company, hired other coaches, has assistants, but you know, I've been coaching basically one-on-one via, of course, email and text and cell phone with this guy called James Lawrence, the Iron Cowboy. Hmm. So that's the guidance that I had. Hmm. And trust me, a lot of it is common sense, mm-hmm. okay? But it's 2 millimeters. That's what Tony Robbins says. It's mm-hmm. just that little bit mm-hmm. that ends up saving you a lot of work,
absolutely.
A lot of injury. So we avoided some serious stuff. Got strong where I needed to get strong, and that is. That's a win for me. It's not just doing it, because a lot of people just go, they do it and they tear a hamstring or something. It's doing it and then being back at role play on Tuesday morning. I did it on Sunday and then I was here at role play on Tuesday.
I love it. I love it.
Five minutes late, but.
So Frank, so talk to me about this. What are some of the things that you learned about yourself while preparing for the Ironman? And then what was the actual race like for you?
You know that there's certain key concepts that have the idea of certain things has changed for me. For instance, fear, mental toughness. Mm-hmm. Some of these things have changed.
What do you mean by they've changed?
The way I view fear, for instance. Before I, you know, nobody likes to be in fear, of course, right? But I say, get comfortable with fear. Be fearful a little bit more often, meaning face your fears with action. Mm. Okay. Cause when I started doing these ocean swims and when I started, you know, it can be scary.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm sure you think of sharks. I'm sure you think of all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah. Yeah, but but when you overcome,
right,
then that courage starts to translate in some other areas
of life.
Other areas of your life. Yeah.
I love it. And so tell me about the race. I know that you mentioned to me that your coach said, look, based off of your numbers,
Yeah.
you're gonna have to just walk and then run, walk and then run. What happened?
It took me a while to actually get to the point where I was, because I would get to a certain level, and then my coach would detect an injury coming. So he said we would need to constantly go back to square one,
Wow.
and strengthen what needed to be strengthened.
Wow.
Okay. And so then we would start again. And then there was at least three times when we needed to start over. So anyway, when race day came, my coach said, your fitness level right now, you're gonna have to maybe pull to the side on the bike and catch your breath, or on the run, you're gonna have to walk a little bit,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And that's a win, another win that I take. Danny, I never stopped.
That's awesome.
I never stopped. I never walked. I may have slowed down,
Yes.
but I never did.
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And what, how did you do that? What did you...
Well, I think I wanted it so bad. I was telling somebody here at the office, this is going to sound crazy, but of course it's going to stay just between the two of us, right?
Yes, and 17,000 people. Yeah.
dude. So the thing was, on Sunday, Friday, I didn't come to work, and I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I said, okay, I'm going to start to do my affirmations just in my head.
Okay.
I am an Iron Man. I have the discipline of a 1,000 men. I am a Navy SEAL. These things that I say to myself.
Yes.
And I said, I wonder how far Santa Cruz is. That's where the race was. And anyway, I asked Siri on my iPad, and Siri was not responding. And then I said, wait a second, my iPad is in my car. I'm dreaming. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm in my subconscious mind right now. We read this book, right? Remember the Power of
Power
the
of Subconscious
Subconscious
Mind.
Mind. So I was actually, this is Friday morning. It's crazy. But I realized that I was dreaming. And in my dream, I started to do my affirmations.
I love it.
Okay. And when I woke up, I was thinking, gosh, it's kind of like these conscious and subconscious mind, we're in this together. We're gonna do this.
Yeah.
Because it can conflict sometimes.
I understand. I
So
understand. So
yeah.
listen, you're somebody that has not only transformed your body, you've transformed your mind, you've transformed your business. And so I'm going to call you a master of transformation. All right? I'm going to bless you in the name of the Real Estate Sales Show as a master of transformation. So if that's the case, Frank, and I want you to consider this.
Yes.
Now let's take it back to business.
Yes.
There have to be, out of all the listeners that we now have, there have to be people that are out there struggling a little bit with their ability to transform.
Right.
And I'm going to take one of them off the table. I'm going to take go find a coach off the table. And I'm going to do that because people have such a hard time with that. It's funny, Frank. I've been envisioning a business.
Yeah.
And the first thought I had was, okay, who can I hire to coach me? That's literally, I don't know how to do anything without going out and just finding somebody who's already done what I've done. And this just makes common sense to me. But people are afraid of cost. They're genuinely afraid of cost. So my question to you is this: if I wanted to transform my life, give me one, two, three steps for me to transform my life and my business. Literally, 2017, best year of my life. What would you say?
Okay, three things.
Okay.
You've heard this before. It is a choice.
Okay.
It is a choice, but it's a choice that comes from within. It's a different kind of choice. It has to be, number one. Number two is, and I had to do this over the 7 hours and 59 minutes that it took me to finish this thing, is mental toughness, change your focus. It's what you think about matters. Okay, what you constantly think about has an effect on your business. Okay.
Yep.
So if you're prospecting and the imagery in your head is a failure, then of course it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said three things.
It's interesting that two of the things had to do with inside, what's going on inside.
Yes. Because at the end of the day, I mean, what we do, I don't think is very difficult. I mean, it's basically
right.
Getting a signature.
That's it.
Okay.
But for some people, it's a hard thing to do because of their perception of themselves, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
And then I'd like to end it with something my coach said, and this really helped me. Okay. He said, when you think you're done, whenever, that's it. I cannot handle anything else. Uh-huh. You're only 40% done. And this is true. It's science. I have seen it. I can say it with conviction. I know that it sounds like a motivational thing.
But no.
Okay. This is true. Look, the day prior to doing this thing, I actually went to, to drive the 56 miles that I was going to be riding on the bike. Uh-huh. By the way, I had been training on flat land, okay? And there was 3,000 feet of elevation gain that I really wasn't counting on.
Right.
And when my kids looked at what I was going to do, they were joking around before that. And then when they saw it, they just got quiet. And I'm like,
they were concerned.
Jesus, I got really quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How am I going to do this?
Right.
56 miles. So 1.2 mile swim, 56 right. miles on the bike, and then a half a marathon,
right.
which is 13.1. And then I still had to run a half a marathon.
Frank, I just realized something. I just ran a half a marathon and that kicked my butt.
Yeah. So wow. Imagine. And so I didn't know how I was going to be able to do it, okay, to be honest with you. And I slept 3.5 hours the day prior because I was just so excited.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I enjoyed every minute of it, of that night. But we had a family meeting after that, and I said, well, what did you learn? And they said, you can do all that. We all can do a lot more.
Yeah.
Your subconscious mind, my coach said that your subconscious mind will try to stop you. Assuming nutrition is right, you may have cramps. It will try to stop you and freeze you
right.
because it feels, okay, this is dangerous.
Yes.
This guy is going to kill us.
Yeah, protect you. Yes.
Right. So it will freeze you and stop you. But once you break through
right.
to the other side, it's just you see what's possible, and and I did the whole thing.
Awesome. I love it. Final thoughts, Frank. Give them one tip. One tip to improve their business, improve their happiness, improve their ability to persevere, their ability to be relentless. What are your thoughts? Final thought.
Just decide.
Decide.
Do it right now. Right now. As soon as the podcast is done,
right.
just think about what's been stopping you for the past. What stops you? Number one, what we all know, it's that feeling of we feel that we're not worthy or we feel less than. What is actually stopping you? Now, if the listener is 40 something, then that means that thing has been stopping you for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
And then think about what your life is going to be 20 years from now.
Yeah.
40 years.
Yeah.
Living with something. Why?
Yeah.
Stop it today.
I love it. I love it.
That's it.
Frank Ortiz, thank you so much for being here on this show. It's funny, you've inspired me. I'm going to go take an action step that I need to take right now. And I hope all of our listeners do as well. Because talk about inspiration. Talk about somebody who did something that, matter of fact, I don't think any Iron Men or women listen to this show. But if you do, let me know. And as a matter of fact, if you want to hook up with Frank, Frank, how do they connect with you on social media?
Facebook or Instagram.
What's your name or how do they look you up?
Frank Ortiz, 909-730-1787.
Awesome.
Instagram being.frankortiz. being.frank.ortiz.
I love it. I love it. And if they have referrals for you in the Southern California area, hit up Frank Ortiz.
909-730-1787.
Fantastic. Episode 35, guys, is a wrap. Hopefully you realize the conviction that this man had the discipline of choosing what it is that you want for your life. And hopefully you were inspired to just, honestly, if I were you, I'd take a step right now and I'd take a step back and just kind of stop everything and just identify, okay, what choice have I been avoiding for the last 10, 15, 20 years? And what has that caused me or what has that cost me? And how long am I willing to live without making the right choices?
That's right.
A little deep, but very important for us to do. As always, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We will see you next week. And I'm excited to see some of you guys. Maybe that's the choice you need to make. You need to just stop messing around. Go to relentlessevent.com and go come spend the day with us. Come spend the day with myself, Frank, most of the guests on the show. I think it's going to be an incredible. I just got goosebumps thinking about it. It's going to be an incredible event. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Bye, Danny. Bye.